My dear friends, please pray for me. I am still struggling with my weakness, even though I have gained major ground. There are still little temptations to conquer. I'm not surprised at my weakness, just disgusted. This is obviously something it will take quite a bit of time to conquer. So as a result, I was wondering if the Lord would even speak to me today. I felt like He has given me so many graces, and like a naughty little girl, I still open myself to temptation. I feel like I have presumed on His mercy. So I came into adoration feeling ashamed with my head bowed. Jesus spoke to me immediately. I don't want you pulling away. We are working on this gut-level reaction with you. I am here. Let us work on this, my bride. Just then I felt the impulse to go to my file cards and pull one, then another and another. The first one, your hope will not be cut off. Well, what is my hope? My hope is that Jesus will continue to stay close to me. Number two, in my divine image I have made you. And it had a picture of a crown, so I felt lifted up from my mud puddle. He is still with me, miracle of miracles. So it is safe to listen and even talk to Him, because normally I'd withdraw. Number three, haven't you seen enough of yourself to convince you that you have no cause to raise yourself up to pass judgment on others? Bingo, I get it. I open the door to temptation by the sin of judgment. I get it, Jesus. You're right. I have judged. But how do I handle situations that seem very toxic from the outside looking in, especially when you mention there's lying going on? He replied, I expect you to come to me and ask me to reveal to you the details, and at the same time pray for them to be convicted. You are a mother, not a victim. All of you have some child in you, but your job is not to judge, but to encourage and lift up, admonish, and stand beside the weaker ones. There is a certain edge of condemnation that accompanies judgment. That's where the sin lies. You can see the sin, but you've passed judgment on the sinner. That is why I must let you fall flat face down into your own mud puddle. See the sin, realize you're no better, and come to me for answers. If you do not get the answers you're looking for, be patient and supportive with the soul. In time, I will reveal much to you. Where most leaders go wrong is that they wash their hands of a soul when I wish they would stay with them. I have never abandoned you, have I? Not that I know of, Lord. Well, you too must never abandon a soul. Continue to pray for them. It may take a whole lifetime, but your prayers will be part of my solution, both for your state of mind and for them. I do not wish to see seeds of bitterness in my brides. The flowers in the garden of your soul, which I have planted, are very delicate. Bitter roots grow into bitter trees. Bitter trees bear bitter fruit, which puts out a noxious odor that can wilt every flower in your garden. Once more, this is not a little plant. It's a tree with roots that spread into every corner of the garden and a top that is bushy with thorns and casts shadows where there should be sunshine. Oh, do you see, Claire? Bitter, bitter, bitter is judgment, and it leads to death. It's deadly poison that invades a garden and will in time cause every beautiful flower and fruit tree to wither. Is this what you want? No, Lord. Well, look at your garden, beloved. And then I saw an enclosed garden that was covered with some kind of brown powder that was causing the other plants to disintegrate into slimy puddles. Once more, it was besieged by swarms of ugly flying insects feeding on the bitter substance and transferring it like pollen from flower to flower. Jesus continued, "That is the state of your soul right now. It has been building up bitterness because of judgment. And each time you judge, the roots get a fresh feeding, which causes the tree to spread out even more and drop noxious fruit on the ground. This is a very serious state. Judgment has become a habit with you over the years. When you lived alone, it was confined to a few people, but in community, it's a constant irritating drip because there are so many things that transpire that have the potential to irritate you. The answer is simple. When you see something that is not right, quickly pray for that soul and drop it. If it is a recurring problem, seek me on how to help that soul. At the same time, bring up in your own life something that is similar that you did in your past. Take into consideration the person's age and state in life when you do this. Then I want you to take time, sit down, and count their virtues. When you are finished, you may be shocked at all the beauty and good you have overlooked. At least this is what I'm hoping for. I'm not saying that you should tolerate sin. Not at all. It does need to be addressed. But come to the soul as a sinner who has been helped by me to overcome their sins. And encourage the soul that with me, nothing is impossible. As I sat here looking at my garden, things began to perk up. The ugly brown stuff disappeared, and things were going back to normal. And Jesus said, "When you see the truth and repent, bitterness is burned away by the light of truth. A candle on a hilltop cannot be hidden, but virtues and gifts can be hidden and inoperative under a cover of sin. Always see others as better than yourself. Not only is this healthy, it is true. You have no idea what kind of soul you would be right now if you had gone through what another has gone through with the limited resources they were born into. Bitterness kills. Kindness brings life.